It's time now for the Bible Truth Broadcast with Dr. Ron Reynolds, pastor and Bible teacher. Listen now as Dr. Reynolds teaches the eternal truths of God's Word, the Bible.
Good morning, friends. This is Tim Reynolds, principal of Mount Vernon Christian School, and I'd like to inform you that March is early enrollment month at Mount Vernon Christian School. We offer grades preschool, kindergarten, all elementary grades, junior high, and all 4 years of high school. Now, if you enroll your child or your grandchild during the month of March, you can save money on the enrollment fee for the upcoming 2011 and 2012 school year. Also, we have an added benefit. If you enroll your child or grandchild for next year, you can lock in this year's tuition rate. So you'll want to be sure to enroll your child early. To know more about Mount Vernon Christian School, you can give us a call at 618-244-5404, or you can visit us on the internet at www.mountvernonchristian.com. We also invite you to stop and visit us on campus. You could see our classrooms and meet with the teachers. Mount Vernon Christian School is located on Route 37 South and Woodland Drive here in the city of Mount Vernon. We'd be happy to provide you with a free information packet so you can learn more about the programs that Mount Vernon Christian School has to offer. We look forward to hearing from you, and may God bless you is my prayer.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another Bible Truth Broadcast with Pastors Ron and Tim Reynolds. Listen now as they preach the eternal truths of God's Word, the Bible.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to another Bible Truth Broadcast. This is Pastor Ron Reynolds, and I'm going to be bringing a message titled today, What Do You Have to Look Forward To? In the future. You know, everyone has something to look forward to. I don't care who you are, you have something to look forward to. Matter of fact, the Bible talks about three types of people and what they can look forward to in the future. And so I'm going to continue along that line as we look at today what the faithful Christian has to look forward to in the future. In the book of John, chapter 10 and verse 10, the Bible says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I, Jesus says, am come that they, those that believe on Him, might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Now, Jesus declares here that the thief, and I think the thief is speaking specifically of the devil. I think that's what the devil does. He comes to steal and steal your life and steal your testimony, steal your joy, steal your peace. He comes to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, "I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." When we talk about what does the faithful Christian have to look forward to in the future, I believe that the faithful Christian has a rewarding life to look forward to in this life. You know, Jesus does say that in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. I believe we can have a rewarding life right now with all the disappointments that we all face in life and all the problems that we have in life. Yet, I believe a faithful Christian can have a rewarding life right now. Jesus said, "I came that you might have life." And He was speaking, of course, specifically about eternal life. But He's talking about a good life right now as well. "I came that you might have life and life more abundantly." You see, the Lord Jesus wants the faithful Christian to have, well, he wants everyone to have the abundant life, but only the faithful Christian can. You see, a backslider, we talked about what the backslider has to look forward to on last week's broadcast, but the backslider doesn't, they're not enjoying the rewarding life they could have right now if they came back to God and started behaving right for God. And so I'm saying to you that I believe a rewarding life right now is something that only a faithful Christian has to look forward to. You know, you say, well, what's our future like? Well, our future is bright if we will obey the Lord and do what He wants us to do. But it's not too bright if we don't. Jesus said, "I came that you might have life, eternal life, and that you might have more abundantly." You and I should be enjoying our Christian life right now. The Christian life, listen, the faithful Christian life is the best life to live, even if there was not a heaven to gain. You know, that's the frosting on the cake, heaven is. But the Christian life, just living a faithful Christian life will, listen, it'll pay to just live a faithful Christian life. You'll be happier. You'll have more joy. You'll have more peace of mind in your life, regardless of the circumstances you go through. It'll be a rewarding life right now if you'll be a faithful Christian do what God says to do in His Word. It's not only a rewarding life right now, but I believe it will be a rewarding life to come. You know, Jesus talks about there in the book of Matthew, where he talks about the talents in Matthew chapter 25, as he talks about the Lord's return and how he tests his servants. And he gave one 5 talents, another 2, and another 1, every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. And then he goes on to talk about the time comes when the Lord comes back. And the Bible says in verse 20 of chapter 25 of Matthew, "And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant." That's what we're talking about, a faithful Christian. The Bible says, "His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." So what am I saying? I'm saying it pays to live a faithful Christian life right now, because you'll have the benefits of a peace of mind and joy unspeakable and full of glory. But not only that, it's going to reward you in the life to come. You know, Jesus said in Revelation 22:12, "Behold, I come quickly." And I believe that's speaking of He's coming unexpectedly. He's coming quickly, in a flash, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. He goes on to say, "And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." You know, I'm afraid there's a lot of folks, and well-meaning folks, that have that do not have an understanding of the difference between salvation and rewards. You know, salvation is by the grace of God. It's a free gift, not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is free. But when it comes to rewards, whether God rewards you now or when you get to heaven, and by the way, if you're a faithful Christian, He'll do both. But when it comes to rewards, that's something that you work for. You see, salvation is free, but rewards for God will cost you something. You know, the Bible says here, "Behold, I come quickly, my reward is with me," Jesus says, "to give to every man according as his work shall be." Not according to the grace he's received, but according to his work. And so we're saved by the grace of God, and our works has to do with the rewards we'll receive when Jesus comes again. That's what the parable of the talents are all about there in Matthew chapter 25. And I'm just saying to you that He's going to say to those that have been faithful, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joys of the Lord." God's going to reward us according to our faithfulness after we've been saved. Listen, you don't live a faithful life to be saved. You live a faithful life after you've been saved. That's what God expects, and God will reward us with, like I said, He'll reward us right now in our Christian lives. You that's listening to the sound of my voice, if you are a faithful Christian, God's going to reward you. Oh, you'll have troubles. You'll have trials. But in spite of those things, God's going to reward you with joy unspeakable. God's going to reward you with peace that passes all understanding. God's going to reward you with the fruits of your labor. And listen, God will reward you in this life. But isn't it wonderful to know that when this life is done, we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. The Bible says that we'll all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And He'll reward us for those things that we've done. Our works that have glorified God, God will reward us for those. Those works that have not glorified God will be burned up. You have a picture of that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, where it talks about the wood, hay, and stubble, and the gold, silver, and precious stones. The gold, silver, and precious stones are those rewards, those things you've done for God for His glory. The wood, hay, and stubble are those things that will be burned up that you've done. You've wanted people's applause more than you wanted God's approval. And if that's been the case, then your works will be burnt up, and you'll not be rewarded anything. You can lose your reward. According to the Bible, it's possible they can be burned up if they're not done for the glory of God. But friends, a faithful Christian can look forward to a wonderful life now and a rewarded life to come. You know, I'm so glad that I got saved whenever I was a child. I was only 11 years old, and I lived for God all through my high school years until, like a lot of young men, I went into the army, and I backslid on God, got away from God, and then came back to the Lord in my early 20s. And then, of course, the Lord called me to preach, and I've been doing that ever since. But what I'm saying is, I didn't really receive the rewards of a faithful Christian life until I decided to get serious with God and obey Him and be faithful in my service to Him. And I found out through the years that you don't have to worry about it. God is faithful. We may not be faithful all the time, but God is faithful. And He will give us what we deserve in regards to our Christian life. And so I hope that these series of messages have been a blessing to you as we've looked at what the unsaved can have to look forward to. They've got an awful future because it'll be a future without God, and it'll be a future not only without God in this life, but a future without God throughout eternity in a place the Bible calls hell. And then the backslid believer, well, if they're going to stay backslid, if you're backslid from God, you've got chastisement to look forward to. And God chastises those whom He loves. And we've talked about that already, and then today we talked about what the faithful Christian has to look forward to, a rewarding life right now. I came that you might have life, and life more abundantly, Jesus said, and then a rewarded life to come when we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. And He says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Have you been a faithful servant? If you have, then you have a reward to come. You know what you are. You know whether you are unsaved, a backslider, or a faithful Christian. And I don't know about you, but I want to be a faithful Christian, don't you? I want to have God's blessings and a rewarding life right now. And then I look forward to the reward that God's going to give us when we stand before Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'll be with you next week, and then Tim will be preaching on the broadcast in the month of April. But I'll be back next week with another message from God's Word. Until then, may God bless you is my prayer.
Thank you so much for tuning in the Bible Truth broadcast today. If you believe in what Pastors Ron and Tim Reynolds are preaching, please consider becoming their radio partner. Help them get the truths of God's Word to this generation. Just send any size offering to Bible Truth Broadcast, 817 Woodland Drive, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Thank you for your help. Until next Sunday, may God bless you is our prayer.
Good morning, friends. This is Tim Reynolds, principal of Mount Vernon Christian School, and I'd like to inform you that March is early enrollment month at Mount Vernon Christian School. We offer grades preschool, kindergarten, all elementary grades, junior high, and all 4 years of high school. Now, if you enroll your child or your grandchild during the month of March, you can save money on the enrollment fee for the upcoming 2011 and 2012 school year. Also, we have an added benefit. If you enroll your child or grandchild for next year, you can lock in this year's tuition rate. So you'll want to be sure to enroll your child early. To know more about Mount Vernon Christian School, you can give us a call at 618-244-5404, or you can visit us on the internet at www.mountvernonchristian.com. We also invite you to stop and visit us on campus. You could see our classrooms and meet with the teachers. Mount Vernon Christian School is located on Route 37 South and Woodland Drive here in the city of Mount Vernon. We'd be happy to provide you with a free information packet so you can learn more about the programs that Mount Vernon Christian School has to offer. We look forward to hearing from you, and may God bless you is my prayer.
Thank you for tuning in to the Bible Truth broadcast today. If you would like to be a Bible Truth Broadcast radio partner to help spread God's Word to Southern Illinois and the surrounding area, you may send your gift to the Bible Truth Broadcast, 817 Woodland Drive, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Thank you for listening.